We are in the midst of a debate on the floor of the U.S. Senate today. It is a historic debate because it is the first time that we have addressed the issue of global warming as the United States Senate. Global warming, in my view, is one of the most complex and most challenging environmental and economic issues of our time. It demands our immediate attention and a smart market-based solution approach that reduces carbon pollution. I'm particularly concerned with the impacts of global warming on agriculture, water, and our way of life in the West. Just last week, the labs and agencies of the federal government led by the Department of Agriculture released the most extensive study to date of the impact of global warming on U.S. ecosystems. The study confirms that global warming is a major factor contributing to the droughts, fires, and insect infestations we are experiencing in Colorado and the West, and that they will only get worse. I'm pleased we're having this debate this week, and I look forward to working with my colleagues to try to move forward on the passage of bipartisan global warming legislation. The bill that is on the floor takes important steps in cutting carbon pollution. It is a bill, however, that has some problems that hopefully can be addressed before we move forward to a final resolution on the bill, and I want to just point out four of those problems. First, the bill is not nearly aggressive enough, in my view, in devoting resources to renewable energy and technology development programs. It is at variance with the original bill that was filed and has taken money away from the renewable energy effort, which is so important to Colorado and to the future of Colorado's renewable energy efforts and to the country's renewable energy efforts. Secondly, the bill does not devote the kinds of resources that I want for carbon capture and sequestration technology. We have huge coal reserves in this country. Coal is to the U.S. what oil is to Saudi Arabia, and achieving cost-effective deployment of carbon capture sequestration technology is critical to our nation's energy security future. Third, the bill does not address the positive role that farmers and ranchers can and should play in providing cost-effective solutions to storing carbon on their lands. We need to have improvements on this bill that recognizes the important contribution that carbon offsets are made from the agriculture sector. And fourth, the bill creates this new government agency, the Climate Change Technology Board. I believe that board would duplicate the functions already performed by the Department of Energy. And I don't believe we can afford to add new layers of bureaucracy, so I'm concerned about that provision of the bill. I'm going to work with my colleagues to see whether we can make amendments and improvements on the bill as the debate and discussion on this legislation moves forward.